Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So you are pregnant and you have not told your man yet. Well, you've got Father's Day on Sunday and we might be able to help you out with this.
So what we want to do is, if whether he's going to be a dad for the first time, second or third, does not matter. If you're pregnant and he is none the wiser, we want you to reach out to us at theburtshow.com and shoot us an email, because what we want to do is have you somewhere near a radio. You're going to give us all the information and we're going to talk about him and what a great father he's going to be, or what a great father he already is, and that he's going to be an even better father when the second one or the third one arrives. And we want to surprise him with the news he's going to be a dad for Father's Day. So while we're talking this about him lovingly and glowingly on the radio, you're there next to him listening to the radio, videotaping his reaction. So this is just a fun, cute way to share the news, so you can have the video, you can have the audio, and we can also enjoy the moment as well.
This will be fun. Hit us up at theburtshow.com. All right, so Marcy here is confused. Why would her husband be taking any other woman to the restaurant that they go to quite often? Hey, Marcy.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. All right, bring us up to speed here on exactly what has gone on with your husband, how long you've been married, this restaurant, how you even found out that he was going there with another woman.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is kind of a long story. I'll do my best to keep it short. For years, guys, my husband and I, we used to enjoy, like, a weekly date night. We went every Wednesday night. We would frequent pretty much the same restaurant. It's kind of like one of those, you know, it's sentimental. And we've been together over 10 years. So, you know, eventually you go every week. But over the past few years, we've kind of stopped doing as many date nights. I don't know if it's, you know, COVID or what, but it used to be a weekly thing that we did. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of became monthly. Then it's kind of stopped happening. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But a few nights ago, I visited the restaurant that we used to go to all the time. And we used to go, and you know how it is, like, you know, the bartender, you know, the staff, and one of the servers, even though it's been a few years, one of the girls still worked there, one of the bartenders, and actually she came over to chat. Now, I was just there with some girlfriends after work, and I was super excited, you know, to be back there getting my stuff and seeing, you know, who's there, who's not, and how it's changed and whatever. But the bartender, she came over to me and said hi, and everything was great. I kind of told her that I'd missed coming in and missed seeing her, and she told me, congratulations. Like, I saw her look at my hand, kind of, she was kind of acting a little strange, but she looked right at me and said, congratulations. And I was like, for what? I don't know. She assumed I had been remarried, I guess. I asked her about it, and she had the assumption, I guess, we know what that does, right? That we had broken up, that my husband and I weren't together or anything like that. And I was like, sweetheart, you know, this is the only man I've ever been married to. You know, it's the same laundry I've been doing. So I don't know what to tell you, you know? And I let her know, I clarified, you know, we are still very married. And she seemed more embarrassed and awkward than I did.
Yeah.
she like apologized really quick, admitted like, oh, sorry, I must be like, it's just been so long, whatever. And she avoided our table the rest of the night. She did not say goodbye to me. She'd explained that she thought, you know, maybe things had changed because she had seen my husband in there. And maybe, you know, it was me, it wasn't me. She didn't know. She was sorry. And it has stuck with me. It really has stuck with me at this point. And thinking that, like, is my husband bringing another woman to this restaurant that we used to go to? And, like, is the waitress, like, is this bartender? Like, what's going on? Like, how many women is he bringing in here? Like, what? The whole situation was really freaking awkward. Like, me and my girlfriends, one of my girlfriends I've been friends with forever was like, what in the heck? So, like, you know, I laughed it off at the time, but...
What was your reluctance to just go to your husband and go, wow, there's some kind of weird miscommunication going on at our restaurant?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you guys know what it's like when you're in a relationship. You've been in a relationship for a long time. I mean, date nights have dwindled. You know, you kind of get into a rut. I don't want to create a space at home that is horrible. I don't want to seem like a crazy person. I don't want to jump to conclusions just because the bartender, like, maybe didn't know what she was talking about. It has been a long time. So I don't want to be the crazy wife. I really don't.
Yeah,
so
I wouldn't blow up a marriage just because of a server's perception of what they think. Yes. That would be, no.
Right.
You don't want to be the crazy wife, so you reach out to a radio station. And you have us send some fake flowers. Not crazy. Not crazy.
I'm a little unique, but I'm not crazy.
Hey, dude, she's crazy light. Okay.
Right. This is a brainstorm session, guys. I'm just getting as many people involved as possible so I know what's going on. I'm not, you know, but no, I don't want to be crazy, and I don't, but I do need to know what's going on because I'm never going to be able to go there and get my favorite sandwich or beg for date night there again.
All right, you know? So you asked us to go ahead and reach out to him and test him to try to get to the truth. So Kristen can take it from here because we did that last night.
We sent a fake promotional email to the address you provided us for him. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers, able to choose from several options with pictures. His options were Friendship's Foliage, a beautiful arrangement of yellow roses symbolizing friendship and joy. Golden Gratitude, say thank you with a radiant mix of yellow roses, daisies, and sunflowers. This bouquet is a bright expression of your heartfelt appreciation. Mm. Blossoming Affection, a delicate bouquet composed of pink peonies, white hydrangeas, and purple irises. The sweet arrangement is an emblem of blossoming love and admiration. And then Ravishing Reds, a stunning collection of 24 red roses showcasing the ravishing beauty and intensity of your love. In exchange, to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order with family and friends. We sent the promotional email at 10:17 a.m.
Okay.
No word. Second email was sent at 12:32 p.m. He ultimately did respond and ordered flowers at 1:55 p.m.
Okay. Okay.
he chose Golden Gratitude. That's the one to say thank you with a radiant mix of yellow roses, daisy, sunflowers. It's a heartfelt expression of appreciation.
Yeah, I love sunflowers. So this is kind of making me feel, this is okay.
Well, is your real name Dana?
No.
So he sent the Golden Gratitude to Dana. He said the delivery for today, this morning, to be delivered to a business address. And the note on the card says, thanks for everything you do to keep this place running. We'd be lost without you. And his name. Okay. So I'm assuming if we gave you the address, the business address, I think it's a coworker.
Okay, so that doesn't mean infidelity. I mean, I don't know that I would just jump to conclusions just yet here.
Right.
Except Cassie is going to...
I will take that lead. No, I don't think it means infidelity. It sounds like he's just thanking like an office manager for doing their job. It's Golden Gratitude. Look at that. That is the most like unsexy bloom ever. You don't send golden girl's gratitude to someone you want to bang. I think you're safe.
Well, it depends how old she is.
You said that and I thought like, you know, he knows I like sunflowers. I've always thought like those stupid pictures where people are on a piano like in the sunflowers would be so cool to do. And so when you said that, I thought, oh my God.
God, he got 31.
And that's my issue.
I have not heard of a Dana.
Okay, what's your issue?
That's my issue, is that he got free flowers and he didn't send them to his wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And not only did he not send, and I can excuse that. I can, if it's like, happy birthday, mom. Congratulations on the new job, sis. I'm sorry you're going through a breakup, bro. So whatever. Like, if there's an actual reason, but you got free flowers and you sent them to somebody at your office thanking for doing a good job when you could have sent them to your wife, that doesn't sit right with me.
When's the last time he got you flowers?
You know, I can't even remember.
Okay, what these guys are saying is true, all right? While problematic, not infidelity. So,
right. So he's stupid, right. Just not a cheater.
Totally.
Okay.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. Right, a win is a win.
Yeah. Those are two totally different things. I mean, I think when you come to the table for something like this, you are expecting the worst, which we did not get, all right? So, yes, he is being careless here. Common sense says you get flowers.
Careless or smart. Like, I'm a Virgo. Like, maybe you don't want to buy flowers for your girlfriend.
I'm just saying, if you want to, you can do that quick thing where we don't send the flowers. So send yourself a bouquet that looks like this. And when he comes home, say, babe, did you send these to me? That is so sweet. I couldn't find the card. See what he says. And then magically find the card and read the message and go, oh, wait, no, who's Dana? And call him out and see what he says after you act like he sent you the flowers.
That will open dialogue.
Sure will.
So, Marcy, look, I know you're shook up. I know you're hurt. And I think I would be also. However, it's not the worst case scenario, right? So you might have been preparing for infidelity, and all you got, like these guys said, was stupidity. So
right.
If you do use Cassie's plan, hit us up and let us know how it went, okay?
I will, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. See you now. Sometimes I do feel like when they thank us, it is like thanking the cop for the ticket.
Always.
Exactly that. The Bird Show.